What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the JNG Podcast, the first on location episode in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Stop. False. We're not in Chattanooga.
We are in Chattanooga.
Nope. Tell me the truth, George.
Oh, no, wait. We're talking about Chattanooga
today. There you go. You just had it backwards. Anyways, my name is Jay. I am the Josh.
My name is G. I am the George. And we're talking about our recent, well, Josh's recent.
My recent experience in town.
And my experience, like, four years ago.
At some point.
And then we passed through last year on the world's longest yard sale. But that's neither here nor there. Let's see where this takes us.
This is going to take us to Chattanooga. We know where this is taking us.
Oh, yeah. Let's go to Chattanooga. So, Chattanooga.
Yeah. It's a river city.
Yep.
Chattville. Chattown, not Chattville.
Yeah. So, we've been there. We've both been there.
We can say that now.
Most recently than I have.
Yeah, first of the month.
I went 3 years ago on my honeymoon. You went a few weeks ago for your anniversary.
Just for a couple of days.
Yeah.
We went up to Chattanooga because where else were we going to go, and did an Airbnb for the first time. That was a cool experience too, by the way. Like, have you ever done an Airbnb?
I don't trust people enough for that. Actually, false. We did an Airbnb when we did the world's longest yard sale at a cabin in the middle of the woods in Tennessee. Can't remember where it was. That was the weirdest trip I've ever been on in my entire life. That's another topic for another day, though. And it was fantastic. It was absolutely beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely beautiful. You walk out on the front porch, and, I mean, you're just staring at the Smokies.
Yeah.
It was absolutely gorgeous.
So we didn't have any of that view. We were, like, dead center in this neighborhood with, like, this, it's called Little Itty Bitty House, and there's literally no way else to describe it. It's kind of like somebody just put down a foundation, built a wood structure on top of it, furnished it a little bit, and then put in a window unit for AC, and that's all we needed. It was really great. And we didn't have to talk to anybody. Now, checking into a hotel, we're severe introverts, Carrie and I are. So we got a code for the lockbox for the deadbolt. And right at the time that our reservation started, we punched in the code. It let us in, and that was it. And it was the nicest thing ever. And she left us a nice little bottle of wine because she knew it was our anniversary trip.
Neither one of you drink, though.
I partook.
You don't drink wine.
I partook, and it was not bad. Carrie tried some.
You said it was like a Pinot Grigio, right?
It was a Pinot Grigio.
I'm not a huge fan of white.
Neither am I. If I'm going to pick white or red, it's going to be red, but for a white, it wasn't half bad.
Yeah.
So, cool. It was good. I enjoyed it.
And she was probably like a super host or something like that, wasn't she?
Yeah, I kind of filtered everyone else out. And maybe I should like give other people chances.
I mean,
or maybe like if I'm there and I give them a 5-star review, then they can become a super host. I don't know how that works.
I would just do like 5-star reviews.
I did just like heavy filtering. I said, okay, I want the place to myself. I want a super host, if possible.
Yeah.
I want these basic amenities, so like, you know, a kitchen.
A kitchen, a bathroom, a stand-up shower, whatever.
Yeah, stuff like that. And just filtered all that out. Look for the dates, look for the area.
Because, no, you have to move outside.
What?
Because I said you filtered in that you wanted a bathroom, because other places, you have to poop outside.
See, okay. Bathroom was not one of the filter choices. I think all of them came with a bathroom. I don't know if they get to be an Airbnb without one.
I mean, typically, yes. I misspoke, and I was calling myself out on it.
Did you assume that there was?
No. When I was saying about all the filters and all that, I was like,
oh, okay.
A shower
or
a bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, and then I was thinking about it while
you were
talking.
You thought
I was
about
like,
how that there probably is a bathroom. Yeah.
There has to at least be a bathroom.
She also had a business license for her, like, it was posted in the house for the spot. And it sounds like
she's got several of these.
Yes. Which I thought was cool. Like,
I mean, people make businesses out of it. Like, we'll have it rented out all year long, especially in a place like Chattanooga, which is a tourist spot.
Yep.
And you have people coming all year round.
And I think she knew it was a tourist spot because, like, on the little table that was in the...
She had all the little brochures for all
the brochures. She had, a booklet for the Chatty Wagon, which is basically a free Uber. The way this company makes money is by advertising. Is, like, by placing just advertisements on their wagons. There's an app, like Uber. You say, hey, pick me up. I want to go from here to here. And they're like, all right, cool. We're on our way. We'll see you soon.
Huh.
Yeah, no. Just cool stuff like that. We didn't use the app, not once. The parking there. Oh, yeah. Their parking was another beautiful thing about Chattanooga. There is an app for the parking in Chattanooga. I don't know if it was like this when you were there.
If it was, we didn't utilize it.
Let me tell you, it was the nicest thing. I don't particularly enjoy paying for parking, but since you have to, you might as well do it smart. You go find a space. There is, like, anywhere else you go, there's, like, a meter. You can go up to this meter and pay on the meter, or you can go in the app, tap on the region that you're parked in, and you just pay the parking from the app. And, like, most places, it would let me do Apple Pay, which I think is a glorious thing.
I hadn't really gotten into the whole Google Pay, like, press my phone up against the thing until here recently.
Oh, so now you're using it.
Oh, yeah. Like,
you have an Android device.
Yeah, so I do Samsung and Google Pay.
Yep.
All I have to do is make sure my phone is unlocked, pop it, Google Pay does its thing.
Yep.
We're good to go.
I can do Apple Pay in most places, in a lot of places now. Target is one of them. It's simple. I don't have to dig a card out of my wallet, which I know, big deal.
See,
but
the only downside to the Target Red Card, you cannot input it into your phone. If you have a Target Red Card,
you have to use the card
you
itself.
You still have to use the physical card.
I mean, I'd still...
So Samsung and Google do not recognize it as a card. Yeah.
Which is weird, because if Target has Apple Pay and they have the Red Card...
Yes.
Maybe I'm overthinking that.
No, okay. I am completely on the same wavelength as you. But we've talked enough about the ways we pay for things.
False. I could talk for days about the way we pay for things. Like the chips? I hate the chips. The chips and the cards?
The chips are the freaking worst.
I'm sure that it's a great way and it's more secure, but I loved it when everywhere you had to go, you just did the swipe.
Swipe it.
Again.
I get it.
For security reasons?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's just so complicated. Honestly, we sound like old fogies.
We are.
Right. I can hear somebody saying, okay, boomer, from the other side of this door. Okay, so moving on from the ways we pay. Chattanooga was a great experience. We had the entire town to ourselves because we went in January. Like, the first week of January. I'm assuming it's similar to college towns.
Well, I mean, there is a college there.
But it was just dead. There was nobody out. Everywhere we went to eat or to see an attraction, it was just the two of us and not another soul for miles.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
No, that's similar to when we went. We got married.
I remember you got
married. On St. Patrick's Day weekend. When we went to Chattanooga and when we went to Rock City, the waterfall was still green.
Oh, that's cool.
But since it was the week after the holiday, it was essentially the same for us. There were probably more people than the first week of January, but because it was still in the winter, early spring area. In all of your tourist spots, Orlando, San Francisco, all of these places, they're going to be hit more in the May, June, July.
Yeah, like your summer, maybe some fall, maybe around Christmas.
But it essentially the same way for us. Didn't have to fight any crowds, really.
Because of that, I've told Carrie, I want to do an anniversary trip the first week of January, every January, instead of on our anniversary, because we're 4 days away from Christmas. So if we go on an anniversary trip on our anniversary, one, we are fighting with Christmas crowds anywhere we go. Also, we have to kind of take time away from any family gatherings, whether on my side or her side.
Yeah.
And we do like our families.
I don't get it. And not because y'all's families aren't delightful, just because of, well,
you are saying definitively that my family is delightful, right?
Yes.
All right, cool.
100%.
You like my family. Yes. Specifically.
I love your family.
Yeah?
Love.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You want to reemphasize that just a little bit?
Love.
What do you love about my family, just while we're on this topic?
They're delightful people.
Yeah, and?
They are...
Oh, my God.
I do not have to defend myself.
but I'm glad for a second you just tried. Oh, my God. Our trip worked out to where we got to kind of spend time with family. And it was like, you know, we need our time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even like we went for very long. We were there. We went up on a Monday, came back on a Wednesday. I think if we had more planning, we'd probably go for longer next time.
Dude, if you need to go for longer than...
Oh, yeah.
...than 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
Or essentially a day. The first day you get there, not really doing anything, you get to your Airbnb, get settled in, go get dinner.
Yeah.
Day two is when you do all your stuff, all of that, whatever. Mm-hmm. Day three... You might go do one or two things before you leave, but you're focusing on packing up, making sure the place is clean, and coming home.
That's exactly how it turned out, too. Which, for us, worked. And here's confession time for Josh. I did not plan this far enough in advance to make it, like, a legitimate good trip.
Yeah.
It was kind of last minute. It was kind of thrown together. I am so glad that my wife is so patient with me. But we made it work. So a short trip, and I think next year for our anniversary, we're going to probably do something a little bit longer and create more time for ourselves. But yeah, essentially, it was just that. We came in, we checked out the Airbnb, we didn't go anywhere, we went to Chili's. And I'm going to tell you, I see the look on your face, we had a gift card, that's why.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, don't judge.
I can understand that.
Yes.
But they've got Chili's in Auburn, Alabama.
No, they do not.
They have one in Montgomery.
But they do not have one in Auburn. We got these cards for Christmas. We happened to be in a town that had a Chili's. Instead of, like, going out of our way to find a Chili's, we were just like, you know what? Hey, we're here. Here's a Chili's. I'm not going back.
Yeah, because it's Chili's.
Apparently, people here love Chili's.
No.
My church people do.
Chili's is disgusting.
Okay, beyond that, our Chili's was a terrible experience. And I think part of it was because it was a slow day.
Yeah.
Okay, so we get there. I walk in. There's no one at the host stand. So I'm thinking, surely somebody will look up and notice us, right? No. We stand there for like a good 5 minutes and then...
Oh, no. That's when I would have walked away.
Again, we had a free meal and this is the only reason that I stayed as long as I did. Somebody finally comes up and is like, oh yeah, we can... Looking around. Oh yeah, we can kind of sit you over here. The place is empty, okay? I don't even know why she had to think that long for where we could sit. And then she brings us to a booth right next to the bar in the kitchen, which, not prime seating, but again, like, you know, what are you going to do? We sit down, we order our food, did not see our server most of the time. And so if I needed anything, I would just be like, hey, you look like you work here. Can I just get some more Dr. Pepper?
That would be have a big chili name tag?
That's it. Yeah. I just grab anybody. Oh, yeah. We didn't have ranch with our chips. Like, it's such a small complaint. She wanted the sauce and the ranch. Not my order. You're looking at me like you're judging me hardcore. Don't worry about it.
Like regular chips?
Like Mexican style tortilla chips. I think it was ranch. I'm pretty sure it was ranch.
Are you sure it wasn't sour cream?
No, it was definitely not sour cream. I'm pretty sure it was ranch. So it was
weird, man.
I know that. We get the sauce. But you have to ask for the ranch separately, and it didn't come out. And I'm not upset about these things. They get forgotten all the time. I have forgotten things that customers have asked me to get as a server, okay?
I have woken up from a dead sleep and was like, dang it, I forgot the ranch.
And it feels awful, which is why I have so much patience for it. Okay, you forgot the ranch. That's fine. I still need the ranch. When I'm in a restaurant, I'm not trying to be ugly. I'm not trying. Yeah. I'm just like, hey, I want to even mention... Hey, we ordered this. Can we get this, the thing that we ordered? I'm going to sit there and I'm going to pretend that I never ordered it in the first place because I don't want you to feel bad about forgetting it. I honestly don't care that you forgot about it. I just still need the ranch. I had to keep asking for refills. And again, it's not a big deal, but I am thirsty and I do need a drink. No,
that's a big deal.
I come from an understanding it is slow. I am not expecting everybody to be on their best behavior.
Yes, it's slow. But
also, it's a Chili's.
whatever. I'm sick and tired of talking about Chili's. It's making my stomach hurt just hearing the word.
Can I tell you the good thing about Chili's, though?
What?
We got to the end of it. We thought about getting dessert there, and I was like, you know, so far it hasn't been a great experience, but I thought, what would make this better for us? I asked the waitress, hey, do you know anywhere we can get some good ice cream? She says, yeah. As a matter of fact, I do. She mentions this place called Clumpy's.
That is not appetizing. I would not, no. If I saw that, I wouldn't go.
However, we're new to town, and we don't have any other recommendations to go off of. So yeah, we're gonna, we plug in the GPS, we look for Clumpy's, and it's just this little homemade ice cream shop. We walk in, and there's this big old chalkboard list of flavors.
So like, the shop's homemade, like cardboard, written in magic marker.
All of these things, yes. I'm pretty sure the shop lasted like 2 days and then it rained and then the shop was gone. No, like the ice cream was homemade and it felt like a mom and pop shop. Now you know what I'm talking about. So homemade ice cream. I'm looking through the list. The flavor that jumps out at me, firecracker. So of course I ask, what's firecracker ice cream? It's cotton candy with pop rocks. What? Yes, cotton candy with pop rocks.
Why did you just react to your own statement?
Because that's how I felt.
What?
Just, that's how I felt. It's just, like, don't pick on me, man.
Now you know that ain't gonna happen.
Right. So, of course, I looked at them and I said, hey, can you make it into a milkshake? Because I wasn't really feeling like ice cream that day. I was feeling more like a milkshake.
See, I get that. You can sell me on a milkshake pretty much 100% of the time. I get that.
And here's the thing. They give you the milkshake and you can hear the pop rocks popping. And I get this milkshake in front of me. And you can actually hear the pop rocks. And it was delicious.
I'm sure it was.
It was just gloriously delicious. I have no complaints. That was the one good thing that came out of Chili's. You have a good food experience?
Oh, dude. We were there for a week. Our favorite place that we went was Sugar's Barbecue. You're driving down the interstate, and it's, like, perched on a hill overlooking downtown Chattanooga, and it is legitimately some of the best barbecue I've ever had.
Yeah.
Sugar's is an institution. They've been there for years.
You're talking about Sugar's Ribs.
Sugar's Ribs, baby. They have been there for a long time. They remodeled.
Since you've been there?
It was originally part of the King's Lodge Motel.
Okay.
And then the owners, Lawton and Karen Haygood, purchased the restaurant. And I say forever, they've actually only been there for 12 years. March 1st will be 13 years. But they have quickly become an institution in Chattanooga. Whenever you ask where you can get good barbecue, 100 out of 100 people will point you to Sugar's. Like, it is that good. We absolutely love it. Every time we pass through Chattanooga, we stop and have either lunch or dinner there. And then the Regal 8 Cinema. So it's in one of the little subsex neighborhoods of Chattanooga. You're going down the interstate, you pass Sugar's, and it's going to be on the right side of the interstate. And it's one, and it's the movie theater that we went to the second night we were there. And they had like a full blown out menu. You could order food, order alcohol.
Oh, wow.
You reserved your seat. They have one of these in Huntsville. I just got a plain chicken sandwich. Plain chicken sandwiches and fries.
You got a chicken sandwich in a movie theater.
And it was delicious.
That seems like a sketchy decision.
However,
yeah.
My wife, Samantha, wildest guess, what do you think she got?
I have no idea.
This place had a hamburger with three different types of cheese. And you think, just three different types of cheese.
No, that sounds intriguing. Tell me more.
It had mozzarella sticks.
Okay, pause. What I thought you're telling me is like it's different kind of like sliced cheese. Mozzarella sticks? Breaded kind of sticks?
Yes.
Oh, tell me more.
It had mozzarella sticks on it. It had pepper jack cheese on it. I think it may have had like an onion ring on it. This thing, I kid you, was like 8 inches tall.
And she brought it in to a movie?
And ate it. And, dude,
did the chairs have, like, any sort of table to eat things on?
They were king-size recliners.
Wow. Which also doesn't answer the question, but wow. Did they have a table?
They're king-size recliners, so their armrests were, if I recall, they may have had like a little table or something. I don't know. That was one of the best meals that we had. And we had some great meals in Chattanooga.
Yep.
And we'll get to those some of those a little bit later.
Right.
Because it actually goes along with some of the stuff that I'm going to talk about next. I told you that you had to do one thing while you were in Chattanooga.
You gave me a list of three things to do. One was a restaurant that we had to eat at. Two were attractions that we had to go to.
Yeah.
And our second day there, our breakfast was that restaurant.
Oh, Maple Street Biscuit Company is so freaking good.
That was a cool experience. I had the farmer. So like chicken and cheese, biscuit, and apple butter. Apple butter all over the place. Apple butter on apple butter on apple butter. Apple butter for days. Carrie got some with waffles. And then we split a biscuits and gravy with the sausage gravy.
So we were downtown. I think this may have been on our way out of town. Looking for breakfast on the way out of town. It was either on our way out of town or the day that we went to the aquarium. But
oh, you guys went to the aquarium too?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And it was just fun. Mm-hmm. We sat outside on the little main drag there, like right next to the moon pie shop. Did y'all go into the moon pie shop?
No, we didn't go into the moon pie shop.
Did y'all see the glass blowing shop that was right there?
We did see the glass blowing shop. That was cool.
So that fun little place sparked the first marital argument that me and Samantha had because I wanted to do it.
Yeah.
And she was like, do it. But I was like, I don't want to spend the money on it. And she's like, just do it. It's our honeymoon. You'll enjoy it. And I'm like, no, I don't want to waste $60 on this. And she's like, you're not doing it for the thing. You're doing it for the experience. Yep. And it's worth it.
So did you end up doing it?
I did not end up doing it.
Oh, so you won this argument.
In a manner of speaking.
But at what cost?
For her to bring it up often.
So next time I'm around her, I should be like, oh, we saw the glass blowing place in Chattanooga. And just let that go.
Yes.
And let her, like...
And let's just see what happens.
I should let that see where it takes us.
So...
We did the Maple Street Biscuit Company. Mm-hmm. That was fantastic. We did a lot of looking around downtown. We found a bookstore down there. It was like a bookstore with just shelves and shelves and shelves, like 9 feet tall. And all the way back, and the aisles were so tiny. And there were so many books in there. Carrie was thrilled. And so I just kind of like let her loose. And they had like a bunch of yarn in the front of the shop.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, why? I'm not going to question it. There's a pinball museum there. Did you go to that?
No. Owning a pinball machine is one of my, like, goals. Like, I want to own, like, an old, like, retro Star Wars pinball machine.
So then you would have loved this shop. I don't know if they had Star Wars, because we... It was close 2 out of the 3 days we were in town, for reasons completely unknown.
A lot of places do that. It's just, those are typically the slowest days of the week.
I get it, but by the time that, you know, we were looking at it, it was like, it was going to be Wednesday if we were going to go there, and it was going to be like $15 a person just to go in there and look at some pinball machines, but unlimited free plays.
So, you could play them?
Yes.
I would do that all day.
And for some reason, I talked myself out of it.
I now want to make a trip to Chattanooga just to do that. That is a doable day trip.
And
we could leave at like 5 in the morning, get there by 8, go to Maple Street Biscuit Company.
Of course you want to leave at 5 in the morning.
Hey, listen to my plan. Okay. I got a plan.
I actually don't mind this idea though.
We get up at 5. We take the wives if they want to go with us. If not, we go by ourselves.
Love you, but bye.
So we head to Chattanooga.
Yeah.
We get there by 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock their time. I think they're in a different time zone.
Yes.
8 o'clock our time.
They're Eastern.
9 o'clock their time.
And just and then barely within Tennessee, by the way. I didn't realize this until we were leaving.
Oh, yeah.
But just barely in the border.
Rock City is not in Tennessee. I know. Rock City's in Georgia.
I know. I realized that when we were there.
Yeah. We get there.
Mm-hmm.
We go downtown. We get some biscuits and some coffee.
Yep.
Then we go find this place.
It's right there. It's on the same street. It's probably right across the street.
So we walk there.
Yes.
We walk there.
We don't even have to pay for extra parking.
And then we just play pinball all day.
So you realize that this means it has to be somewhere between, like, Wednesday and a Saturday. Done.
Then we get Sears Ribs, and then we haul our happy butts back to Auburn.
Okay. I'm down for this plan.
Like, that's a day trip, bruh.
You know what's also great about this plan?
That
we could record an entire episode on the way up there and on the way back. And then we'd just be like, hey, guys.
We're in the car.
We're in the car. You're going to hear noises. We're going to work that out. Although, trying to record an episode at 5 in the morning when I'm just waking up.
I mean, we wouldn't do it at 5 in the morning.
On the way up there. You see the math.
I see the math.
Okay. So, you did the aquarium.
The aquarium, yes.
We did the aquarium. I had to convince Carrie that it was going to be worth $30 a person.
We didn't really get into all of that. We did, like, the Chattanooga, like, city pass because we were going to be there for so long.
What?
Yeah. Chattanooga has, like, these packages where you can pay $100-something per person and you get Rock City, you get the aquarium, you get all these different little attractions. They got one that have Ruby Falls in there. Atlanta has the same thing if y'all ever do a weekend in Atlanta. College Football Hall of Fame is an absolute must in Atlanta. Coca-Cola Museum in Atlanta is amazing.
Yep.
And the aquarium in Atlanta is amazing. But we're not talking about Atlanta.
Right now.
We're talking about Chattanooga.
So,
the aquarium.
We didn't do a whole lot of researching and planning before we got there.
Yeah.
I was very much, you know what, we'll get there when we get there. We'll figure it out when we go. My wife is like, you know, 3 weeks out. Hey, so can we sit and talk about like what we're going to do and possibly maximize our time? And I'm like, nah, it's going to be fine. And, you know, there's a whole argument to say that I'm better.
I don't think anybody's arguing that you're better than anything.
I am, but that's not the point. We get there, we look at the aquarium, and I think it was like $30 a person. Yeah. It was kind of a cost versus experience kind of deal. It was very much, well, we're here.
Mm-hmm.
It's not every day that we come out here.
Yep.
This would be kind of cool to look at.
And it's a cool aquarium.
And it's like two different exhibits, really.
It's like freshwater, saltwater.
There's two buildings. There is the Tennessee River Aquarium, where it takes you like all the way from, you know, the source of the rivers, all the way out to the deltas and the bayou, and like shows you all that wildlife, which was so cool. And then you go into the saltwater aquarium. It had lemurs. That was the first thing that I noticed. Lemurs. They were howling. Some guy was whistling at them, and they just start just like so going.
You could say that they were howlers.
I think that's a very different animal.
No, those are monkeys.
Yeah, like I said, those are very different animals. There's howler monkeys, and there's lemurs. I think I actually.
But
like,
you said they were howling.
Yes, they
are
actually.
Are you sure they weren't howler monkeys?
I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna here. We're over by like there's like a little petting pond, you know, where it's like you can touch the fish that are in there, like manta rays and horseshoe crabs and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And
it's like the very first thing you walk into.
Yeah. You're like we had walked past these lemurs and we're at this little petting pond. The guy's telling us that horseshoe crabs have blue blood, which apparently is very valuable. And we hear that noise. They were fine when we walked past them. It was some dude whistling at them that started this off. And one of the keepers had to come over, like, look, hey, don't do that. But I'm also kind of thrilled because it got me some really cool audio when it happened. And then there was the butterfly garden. Did y'all walk through the butterfly garden?
Yeah.
That was cool. They were everywhere. They don't make noise. We spent 3 hours in those two buildings.
Yeah.
It was a lot of walking because you're going through, like, what, 3-4 floors of
I mean, it's a straight up and down aquarium. It is two buildings of water and you're walking straight up and down.
The saltwater side was really cool because there was this massive tank in the middle of the building.
Yeah.
That you ended up walking around like 3 or 4 times. That was just like filled to the brim with fish, coral, and sharks.
The aquarium's a good time. But my favorite thing that we did was the incline in Chattanooga.
Is it a rock climbing place?
No, it is a cable car.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
But it's over by Rock City. Like, it's a cool experience to go down the mountain and come back up and do all of that. But we were able to stay at the bottom for like 5 minutes because we were the last trip of the day. Your ticket buys you one up, one down. There's this little town or whatever underneath it where there's like a pizza shop and an ice cream shop. And it's all these little boutique-y stores. So it's something that you're going to want to spend some time doing. And then when you're done, you ride the cable car back up.
Yeah.
Near that was the Battle of Chattanooga. It's something that had literally just opened when we were there. I don't even know if it's still open.
We went there.
Y'all did do it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I haven't told you that. The beautiful thing about going there when no one's around is we got there, we walk in there, and it's just a tiny little building.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't look like much.
It's about the size of a one-bedroom home or a one-bedroom apartment.
Yes. Very, very tiny space. We walk in there. Tickets were like $7 a person-ish. Yeah,
like not bad at all.
Not bad at all. Because no one was there. The guy looked at us and he was like, so no one's in there right now? Do you want to just go in there and I'll hit play?
Right, because we like, they have like a scheduled time and whatever.
Yeah, just like a lot of these attractions. We go in there, have the entire place to ourselves. There are like 4 or 5 rows of seats, like theater-style chairs. We sit down. In front of us is a three-dimensional map, like physical map.
It's like a diorama.
But massive.
Yeah.
The size of a...
You're talking about the room in general.
I'm talking about the map. I'm just trying to find the right comparison for the map.
It's basically the size of a California king-size bed.
That's the one.
Like, it's... This thing is massive.
The thing, it's huge. What's going on there is they've got projectors. They've got projectors up against this wall behind the map. And then they have projectors pointed at the map. Now, here's what's cool about that. They're telling you about all the Civil War battles and the generals and all the and what was going on between the Confederate troops and the Union troops. You see some images and some people on this wall. And then they're highlighting spots on this map while it's going on. They're showing you Chattanooga. And then they're talking about Lookout Mountain. And then Lookout Mountain in the back far right, it gets lit up. And it's got a label on it. And you can see rows of blue troops and rows of red troops. Yep. And when they get together, you see all these little explosions happening. And you're like, whoa.
Like, it is just the coolest little experience. And I don't even remember how we found out about it. But it
I'm glad you did.
Like, it turned out to be my favorite thing that we did on the entire trip.
It was really cool because you kind of see like how that whole thing took place in a very visual sense. Two, we walked out of there and my wife's a bit of a history buff.
And it always surprises me that Carrie loves history as much as she does because she's a scientist.
Oh yeah. You also have to remember she's a nerd. So she's interested in all of the factual things. The Civil War was no different. And so I had some questions. I'm sitting here like, all right, cool. Where was this in the war? Like, I start going into, like, the political motivations of anybody fighting for the South. I've never understood that as a whole. We're not getting into that right now. It just sparked a very interesting conversation between the two of us about, like, all the events of the Civil War before and after.
It's such a little diamond in the rough.
Yes.
And then, like, you come
We would have never found it if you hadn't mentioned it to us.
I remember how we found out about it.
Okay.
So, in our hotel, it was one of the little brochures that was sitting there at the entrance.
Okay. I think we had something similar in ours.
So, you come out, and then you come into all of this, like, Civil War era memorabilia.
There was a lot of genuine bullets. Spent bullets.
Yeah.
I saw that. A couple of, like, replica, like, miniaturized guns. Like, there was a set of, like, all the guns you would see in the Civil War in that time.
Uh-huh.
And then a bunch of toys. Like, wooden guns. Oh.
Yeah.
There was, a pop gun.
A little rubber band gun?
Yeah. Yeah. Carrie wouldn't let me get one of those.
Every place that we went, as you know, I collect golf balls and shot glasses. You're acting like you don't know. We've talked about this before.
Yeah, no, I totally remember you telling me that you collect specifically golf balls and shot glasses.
I collect golf balls and shot glasses.
Shot glasses sound familiar. I did not know you collected golf balls.
Yeah, I don't have a large collection.
Welcome to the J&G podcast where Josh finds out he doesn't know his best friend nearly as much as he thought he did.
But I came back with like 15 shot glasses from this trip. Because everywhere we went, I was able to get one.
After we went to Battles of Chattanooga, we were right next to Rock City.
Uh-huh.
That was a nice long drive.
So you did Rock City on your last day?
Yes.
Like on your way home?
Yes. It was actually a really great way to end the trip. We just drove up the mountain, and I'm so glad we rented a car because goodness gracious, uphill. And we were all over the mountain. We get there. We actually, we had a fight about something dumb. And so we're in the parking lot sitting there. And I'm just like, I'm not sure if I want to go and do this, but at the same time, my wife wants to go do this. There was a point, she almost let me not go because she thought, oh, Josh is in a bad mood. I don't want to force him to do something that he doesn't want to do. And I'm sitting there like, I don't want to be the reason that my wife doesn't get to do something she's been looking forward to all week. We talked that out. I got her some from Starbucks.
Like the really cool one right across the street?
Like leading up to this, I saw a bunch of like signs for Starbucks. They were super integrated into the rest of the and, signs.
Like, you couldn't understand it.
Yeah.
And then you got to.
I'm just wondering, like, why is Rock City so proud of their Starbucks? There's a million of them like it.
This was a snowflake.
In the idea that there's no two like it.
Right.
Okay, cool. How would you describe that Starbucks?
It felt from the outside and the inside almost like a cabin.
Yeah.
Had a lot of natural wood on the inside and warm colors and
a lot of stone on the outside of the building. So we went to the Starbucks. We went to Rock City. We thought it was just a botanical garden. That does not describe it at all. And then we also were sitting in the parking lot. We see kids getting out with like backpacks. Like they're going hiking or something. But I looked at her and I was like, is this a hiking trail? Or is this like a gentle walking trail? We kind of did some Googling. Neither one of us really wanted to go hiking because I'm out of shape. That's the end of that story. But we decided to go anyway. It wasn't a hiking trail in the way you think of hiking trails. Like having a water bottle along the trail would have been nice, but it wasn't like you're in the middle of the woods.
It's very leisurely.
It was very leisurely. And then we found out it has a wheelchair accessible trail, which is really cool. My brother-in-law has been in a wheelchair for as far as I know his entire life. And so that limits a lot of what the family can do as a group. And we looked at that and we were like, oh, cool. So if they were ever in Chattanooga, and I mentioned this to Frank.
I mean, this is something that they could do.
Yeah, I mentioned this to Frank. That was cool just to find out. We start walking around. It felt like you were walking through the mountain at different points.
Mm-hmm. And at some point you were.
Yes. Before you're in the mountain, there's just different rock formations and you're passing between pretty close rock walls. And then you're like, you're at this lookout point where you can see, I think, 7 separate states from one point. And that was really cool.
You see Tennessee, Kentucky, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and Alabama.
Yep. There were gnomes. So you saw the gnomes?
The gnome garden.
Yep.
My mother-in-law is Sandy Brasher. Joshua,
yeah.
If you think the gnomes weren't the first thing that I saw, we brought her a gnome back.
No way!
Yeah.
You got one from the gift shop?
We brought her a gnome. No, we brought...
You like just like hopped off the trail, picked up a gnome.
Yeah, no, like one from the exhibit.
Disclaimer, he did not steal from the exhibit.
Because that's a very long drop and your boy would have died.
Yeah.
But no, we got Jeff a chicken.
Of course.
Because chicken.
Sure.
And then we got Sandy a gnome.
That's awesome.
And my mother-in-law loves gnomes. It's probably the thing that she loves fifth most in this world. Behind Jesus, Jeff, Samantha, and myself.
Where does that put me on the list? Am I under
You're
gnomes?
Below gnomes.
She must really love gnomes because she really loves me. And I have adopted her as my mother-in-law as well. Also, she is this needs to be mentioned before we go on, a staunch supporter of this podcast.
Yes.
Like, put out a whole...
If you want to be like Sandy, and you should, you should be a staunch supporter of this podcast.
This is our shameless plug for, remember, you're our only promotion. So tell everyone you know that, hey, I know someone who does a podcast, and they're actually really entertaining to listen to, and you should listen to it too. Hey, here's the link.
Be like Sandy. Don't be a jerk. Oh, quick little anecdote. Samantha told me that her mother learned how to download Spotify so that she could listen to the podcast. Did not have Spotify until we started putting out the podcast, and she got it so that she could listen.
Mama Sandy, you know I love you. That just makes my whole week. That makes me feel so
good. I love
so
Rock City. It's a great time. Like, we went in March. The weather is not super cold. It's not super hot. Like, it was comfortable.
We got to a point, even in January, where it was a little breezy, a little chilly. We had light jackets on, and we were fine. That was nice.
My least favorite part of this whole kit bang and caboodle that is called Rock City, Fairyland Caverns.
You didn't like Fairyland?
Mother Goose's Village. I didn't like it for one reason, one reason only.
Why?
I'm extremely claustrophobic.
Okay, for those of you who haven't been through Rock City, this is the part where you're actually going in the mountain. You're in rather cramped hallways.
One person can go at a time. It is single file.
You're not standing next to each other and walking hand in hand. And there's like little holes in the wall with different little displays. I thought that was the coolest thing.
It's cool, and I would appreciate it, but it is the only way out.
No, there were exits before that.
I have to remember that. Because while Samantha goes through it, I'm a meter on the other side.
Welcome to the J&J podcast, where George learns he didn't understand Rock City like he thought he did.
Yes, it's super cool. And then you go into Mother Goose's Village, which has all of these different depictions of different fairy tales and stuff like that. Again, super, super cool. Something that I would appreciate in any other form.
Right.
But, I mean, Rock City,
I have to say, like, we could not have planned a better way to end our trip. Because we had made our schedule to where we didn't have to be back home at any point in time. We set it up to where we had plenty of time to go home. And so we checked out of our Airbnb at 10. And then we decided, you know what?
You're going to take your time.
We're just going to take our time, yeah. We got out of Rock City. We got back in the car. And we looked at each other and said, is there anything else we want to do right now? No? Let's head home. I could not have asked for a better end.
I'm going to give you one. I think that this should be where we end the podcast.
Okay.
Did y'all see anything about the Chattanooga Zoo while you were there?
Not a thing.
Chattanooga Zoo is about as big as the closet that we're in and had like 8 animals, one of them being a raccoon.
Okay.
A raccoon.
Now,
on display.
Okay.
At the zoo.
Okay, so this was not just like it happened to find a trash can and was just nearby.
No, it had its own exhibit. There were two redeeming qualities about the zoo. It had a red panda exhibit, which those things are just the most adorable things in the world. And what is my favorite animal, Joshua? We're learning a lot about our relationship on this episode, Joshua. My favorite animal is an alpaca.
You have socks.
They had a freaking alpaca.
You have alpaca socks.
Yes.
I'm vaguely aware of this as your favorite animal.
They had an alpaca that I could pet.
You got to pet the alpaca.
I got to pet the alpaca.
You got to touch it.
There are a million great things about Chattanooga, Tennessee. The zoo is not one of them.
Next time, though, we're going to that pinball museum.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I think we do. We take the group. We just make it a day trip, or heck, we make it a weekend trip. We go up on a long weekend if we can get everybody coordinated and all that, because our lives are so daggum.
We go coordinate, you know, a place to say that we can split. I know we can find an Airbnb that would fit the 6 of us.
Yes.
And then we hit up the glass blowing place.
Hit up the glass blowing place
and
hit
the
up
pinball machine.
Biscuit.
Yep.
Hit up the pinball place, Sugars, and if we do a weekend, we go hit up that movie theater, get that triple cheese monstrosity that'll stop your heart.
I think that's a plan. Well, guys, we had a lot of fun telling you about one of our favorite cities to visit. We want you to do the same to us. So, hashtag JGTouristTrap. Let us know your favorite trip experience anywhere in the world. We want to know favorite food, favorite experience,
favorite street name, because every city has some weird street names.
That's true.
Also, tell your friends about us.
We depend on you to make this great. Please help us.
You guys, by this point, know the social medias, but if you're new, this is your first soiree into this podcast. We can be found on Twitter and Instagram at J_G Podcast. Follow us, like us, share us, do all of the social media things. And with that being said, we'll see you next time.